The president's statement is one of the historical statements in some of his speeches that had ever been delivering. It is a kind of statement that shows spirit of politics of what is happening in the country, and it is a statement of frustration. And he's trying to tell the citizens and the people of South Sudan that I am with you and I'm aware about what is happening, and this is the crossroad under which I am in.
Right. And now the president said the SPLM party has lost its vision and has turned against the people of South Sudan. What's your opinion on this?
Well, as I said, Irene, at the onset of the statement about my opinion about what the president's statement means, the SPLM, in fact, or the SPLA might have lost its vision, because when this movement was formed as a result of the mutiny or the mutiny that happened in on 16 May 1983 in Bor, this was the issue of trying to remove the people of South Sudan from the marginalization and a lot of issues that dealing with underdevelopment, because knowing that the oil was for South Sudan but was used from for North Sudan development. And as a result of that, this what is happening currently is that, as he said, the politicians have taken the country hostage because they are trying to use the same resources for their own benefit.
Right.
Therefore, the liberation, which was meant for the people to get the freedom, to bring service to the people, the same resources that are available are being used for specific personal development.
Yes. Now, we celebrate the Army's Day, the 36th anniversary today. What do you think are some of the Army's achievements that needs to be highlighted?
Well, so far, since the liberation struggled, one of the major things is that the major purpose for which this movement was formed has been achieved.
Right.
And that is the liberation of this country, the independence, which has been brought to us. But the second independence is not yet over. The second independent is trying to give the citizen of South Sudan freedom of speech, freedom of movement, and development, which is the idea of taking town to the people and trying to make the people of South Sudan to have one identity, one voice, and one maybe, and having cohesion among themselves. And this is what is still missing. And that is why the president is saying SPLM has lost the vision, because the country is fragmented. And every time the president is trying to consolidate and buy peace through the resources of this country, people are still not satisfied, because it is about me, not about us.
Right. Right. Thank you so much, Professor Abraham, for according us this opportunity to have you in our studios. Yes, what would be your final remarks?
Well, my final remark is that since the president has known where the problem is, the president should be able to put in place all the strategies that he need to put this country into stability. And one of the things that he has already done is signing this current peace agreement. So trying to make sure that this peace agreement is implemented to the extent that it should be able to go through the transitional period, so that people should be able to get into another phase of how the country should be able to get into harmony and unity. And that means the transitional period should be finished within the time is stipulated in the agreement, and the election should be done the way it has been done. And that is what I think the president should be able to do. Secondly, I think the people of South Sudan have seen into it that these politicians that have taken this country hostage, the reason why they are a problem to this country is that they are owning the country to the extent that when the president said you are no longer given an assignment, that means it is an equal to rebellion. Now, the people who are feeling this thing are the citizens, the people of South Sudan.
Right.
Because they follow them when they rebel. So I think it is the time that the people of South Sudan should be aware that let's go the issue of supporting the politicians and let them go after their own lives and think of how the new generation is supposed to come and have a country that they'll be proud, a country that they will be saying our forefathers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters has fought for it, and we are happy now, we are celebrating, we are enjoying this country.